When we talk about Imam Hussein, indeed we have to talk about the person that Imam Hussein fought against and revolted against, Yazid, son of Muawiyah. Who is Yazid and who was Muawiyah? Muawiyah is one of those people considered as a companion of the Prophet, but he is the person who accepted Islam by force on the last minute before Mecca was captured by Muslims. In fact, he criticized his father when he accepted Islam. He's one of those people that, according to the Holy Quran, accepted Islam, but iman and faith never entered their heart. Mughayrat ibn Shu'bah says that one night I was with Muawiyah, and we heard the caller for prayer at Muazzin saying Adhan. It was here that Muawiyah became very angry and said, look, the first caliph came and died without his name remaining. It was the same with the second caliph. He also came and died without his name remaining. And the third one, the same. But look at this man. He put his name in Adhan, and his name is left forever. Love Allah, Dafna, Dafna. No, by God, I will never allow that. I will try my best to make sure that his name will die. Yazid himself was not a real Muslim. Mas'udi, a great historian, says in his book Muruj al-Zahab that people of Medina revolted against Yazid because they believed that he was a mushrik. He was a person who was drinking, gambling, womanizing, and he was a person that, according to this great historian and many others, was worse than Pharaoh, who did mischief amongst his people. One of the great scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ibn Jawzi, says that whoever considers Yazid as a Muslim, he is wrong. He behaved in such a way that no Muslim behaves.
When the people gathered around Muslim, he read out the Imam's letter. People wept until 18,000 people paid allegiance to him. Abdullah ibn Muslim al-Bahili, Ammar ibn Walid, and Umar ibn Sa'd wrote a letter to Yazid informing him about the affair of Muslim ibn Aqil and the situation in Kufa, and advised him to dismiss Nu'man ibn Bashir and replace him by someone else. Yazid wrote to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, the governor of Basra, "We gave you the governorship of Kufa also." He informed him about Muslim ibn Aqil's affair and ordered that he should be arrested and killed. Ubaydullah prepared to move towards Kufa. The next morning, Ubaydullah posted his brother Uthman ibn Ziyad in his office in Basra, and he himself rushed to Kufa. Spending that evening near Kufa, he entered the city at night. People imagined that Hussein alayhi salam had arrived, so they became happy and rushed to greet him. But on seeing Ibn Ziyad, they dispersed. Ibn Ziyad went to the government house. He stayed there overnight. The next morning, he went to the mosque and through his speech warned people against disobeying the ruler and promised rewards for obedience. When Muslim ibn Aqil got this news, he feared identification and got out of Mukhtar's house and went to the house of Hani ibn Urwa. Hani gave him a good welcome. Shiites began to frequent the house of Hani. Ibn Ziyad planted his spies over them. When Ibn Ziyad came to know that Muslim was in Hani's house, He summoned Muhammad ibn Ash'ath, Asma ibn Kharijah, and Amr ibn Hajjaj and asked, "What is the matter? Why is Hani not coming to meet me?" They said, "We do not know. It is said he is ill." He said, "I have heard that he has now recovered and that he sits at the door of his house. If we know that he is not well, we may go to see him. Go to him and remind him not to ignore our due right. Since he is a noble Arab, I do not like that he should be charged with corruption." They went to Hani, stayed there with him and asked him, "What happened? Why do not you go to see the Amir ibn Ziyad? He has remembered you saying, 'If I know that he is ill, I may go to see him.'" Hani replied, "Illness prevented me." They then said, "He has heard that you have recovered and that you sit at the door of your house in the evening. The ruler will not tolerate this drawback and disloyalty, and that too from someone like you. You are a nobleman of your community. We ask under oath to get up, take a ride, and come along with us to him." Hani put on his dress and rode on his animal. Upon reaching the palace, Hani was fearful and said to Hassan ibn Asma ibn Kharijah, "O my nephew, by Allah, I fear this man. What do you think?" He said, "O uncle, do not be afraid. I do not feel any worry about you." Hassan did not know what was going on behind the curtain and why Ibn Ziyad had sent him to Hani. Hani went to Ubaidullah along with other companions. Seeing Hani, Ubaidullah said, "Dishonesty has dragged him to you."
Ahmad ibn Hanbal is one of the greatest scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and one of the imams of the four schools of thought of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He is the one who allowed the cursing of Yazid. It is written in the books of history that Saleh, the son of Ahmad, one day said to him, "O father, people think that we are very close to Yazid and will like him." Ahmad said to him, "O son, who can be called a Muslim and at the same time respect and love or like Yazid ibn Muawiyah?" Then the son said, "Do you think that we are allowed to curse him?" Ahmad answered, "Why not? When we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows cursing people like him in the Holy Quran, verse 22 of Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتَقْطَعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ." Yazid is that person that after killing and murdering Imam Hussein and his close relatives, brothers and children, and capturing his sisters and wife and other ladies and taking them to Sham, in front of them, in that big gathering that many people attended, started to recite these poems. ليت الشيخ ببدر شهد جزع الخزرج من وقع الأسد. I wish all my forefathers and great members of my family who attended Badr and lost their lives there, they were present today here to see what happened to the family of the Prophet. لعبت هاشم بالملك فلا خبر جاء ولا وحي نزل. It was only a game that the members of the family of Hashim played. Otherwise, there was no news and there was no revelation. لست من خند فإن لم أنتقم من بني أحمد ما كان فعل. I cannot be considered from the family of Khandaf, that is Bani Umayyah, if I do not revenge from Muhammad what he did to my family in the past. Then at the end he says, لو رأوه لاستهلوا فرحا. If they were present today and see what I have done, they would become very happy and they would say to me, O Yazid, remain safe and sound for what you have done.
Ibn Ziyad then said, call my servant Maqal. This Maqal was a spy of Ibn Ziyad who knew many secrets of Hani's house. Maqal came and stood near Ibn Ziyad. When Hani saw Maqal, he understood that he was Ibn Ziyad's spy. He said, by God, neither had I called him to my house, nor did I invite him to rise and revolt. But he took shelter in my house. I felt ashamed in refusing shelter. This sheltering made me responsible for him. I gave him protection. Now, since you have known this matter, let me go and relieve him from my house, so that he may go wherever he likes, and that my responsibility is over. Ibn Ziyad said, no, by Allah, you cannot leave here until you hand over Muslim to me. Hani then said, no, by Allah, I will never do such a shameless thing. I cannot hand over my guest to you so that you kill him. Ibn Ziyad then said, by Allah, you must deliver him. Hani replied, I will never do so. Ibn Ziyad said, bring him close to me. Then he beat him up on his head, face, nose and cheeks with his whip, so much that his nose broke and flesh fell off his face and blood rolled over his clothes. The whip was also broken. Hani stretched out his hands and took hold of the handle of the guard's sword to snatch it and to attack. The guard caught him. Ibn Ziyad shouted, hold him! They grabbed him and dragged and imprisoned him in one of the palace rooms and closed its door. Ibn Ziyad also ordered posting of wards to watch him. Asma ibn Kharije or Hassan ibn Asma rose up and said, deceptive indeed was today. O Amir, you asked us to bring this man to you. Now, when he arrived, you broke and disfigured his face and colored his beard with blood and tried to kill him. Ibn Ziyad became angry at his words and said, you're also from him. On his orders, they beat him up, chained him and jailed him in a corner of the palace. He exclaimed, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. O Hani, I offer you condolences. The narrator says, Amr ibn Hajjaj heard that Hani was killed. Ruwayhi, daughter of Amr, was Hani's wife. Amr came to the government house along with the entire tribe of Mashaj. He shouted, I am Amr ibn Hajjaj, and all these are the warriors of Mashaj and its leading personalities. We have not left obedience, and we do not want disintegration in this community. We have got news that our chief Hani has been killed. Ibn Ziyad wanted to know the reason of the assembly of those people. He asked Judge Shureyh to call Hani and to look after him and to inform the community about his safe being. Shureyh did so, and the gathering became glad and returned.
That great scholar of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ibn Jawzi, who has written a lot of books, he quotes one of the great ulamas of Ahl Sunnah again, that once he was asked about Yazid, how he was. He says, "What can I say about a person that in his rule, in the first year of his rule, he murdered Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Prophet, and his family. And in the second year of his rule, he ordered his soldiers to attack Medina, the holy city of the Prophet, and kill and murder all men, and also rape the ladies from whom a lot of children, illegal children, were born. And in the third year of his rule, he ordered his army to attack Mecca al-Mukarramah and destroyed Kaaba." It is for these reasons that Imam Hussein alayhi salam could not tolerate the rule of Yazid. And despite the fact that he was well aware that he might lose his life, he left Mecca al-Mukarramah and Medina and went to Iraq to fight Yazid, because he believed and he said on many occasions, وَعَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ السَّلَامِ إِذْ قَدْ بُلِيَتِ الْأُمَّةُ بِرَاعٍ مِثْلَ يَزِيدٍ. We have to consider Islam destroyed and finished when the ruler of this community and ummah is a person and personality like Yazid ibn Muawiyah. One wonders how some scholars come and say that we should not express our hatred towards Yazid ibn Muawiyah because he might have repented to God. How can we accept that? How can we say that while we know that Yazid never repented and he remained as a staunch enemy of God? And it was after the murder of Imam Hussein that he attacked Medina and he attacked Mecca al-Mukarramah. And he was about to destroy everything. He never stopped drinking, gambling, womanizing, and opposing Islam. Yazid died as a disbeliever. And Imam Hussein fought and struggled against Yazid was because of Islam and to save this divine religion.
And he himself, before departure, wrote to his family and people, "And it is the truth that he who joins me will be killed in the path of Allah, and he who does not will not see triumph and bliss." Meaning, he who does not support me will not achieve anything. Meaning, he will live with regret and die